had my eye on you a long time, Doctor. I consider you one of my most valuable long-term investments. And when it comes to my investments, I always do my homework.
All aboard!
And we're back. You're listening to Money Talks, Atlanta's longest-running, most respected money show on radio.
You got it.
Well, no, that's a little. That's Chipper Jones's.
It was Chipper's.
Was his song, and the Braves are 3-0.
3-0, yeah.
Just made me think of that.
There you go.
That's lowered
expectations. We're the first 3-0 start for the Braves in like 10 years or something.
Yeah. There you go.
What was the last time we?
And everybody a week ago was saying, "All right, this is going to be a tough year.
Oh, yeah.
It's rebuilding."
I think Phillies were the only team picked below the Braves.
That's right.
That's right.
Here we go.
And they're beating Miami on the opening this opening series, mm-hmm. who's expected to be one of the better teams in the league. So let's hope that continues.
There you go.
It won't.
Well, listen. Don't.
You can I tell didn't want Jeans, to say it, but
you
I...
You can tell Jeans from Michigan.
No, it's a long season.
I mean, that's the problem. That's the problem with baseball.
You can look good for a week, but not for 162.
And the problem is if you've got, I don't know, what's a roster, 33 people or something else like that? The bottom line, if you've got a big roster, deep, it shows July, August, September.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, well, that was the Braves last year. They did well until
they won't hang around
break,
long, but, you know, maybe they'll hang around for a month or two.
Yeah. We'll hope.
It'll beat going out to the see the people out in who's the amateur team?
Gwinnett.
All right. Well, listen. Don't tune out because before we get off the show, we're all going to take a shot at our predictions on who's going to win the Masters. And the disadvantage we've got is we're recording this Thursday midday, and you're listening to us on Saturday morning. So we'll see how smart or how lucky I should say any of us are.
Oh, it's going to be lucky.
Pull up the leaderboard here.
Yeah, Charlie reaches for his phone.
Yeah, speed is 500 through how many holes?
10.
Oh, my God.
So he's clearly on pace to win the tournament.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Speaking of a long way home. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so let's come back and get a couple of questions. Let's get Brittany emailed us and said, I've been watching Cormark Holdings. It had almost a 10% drop at the beginning of March, but I don't see why the company shouldn't rebound. Is this a buying opportunity?
First, would you tell me what Cormark?
Cormark. Yeah, it's basically a marketer of supply solutions. They go around and put inventory in convenience stores.
Oh, and they manage it for the
exactly.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that therein lies probably the biggest problem. First of all, let's address the drop in March. They had gotten a new contract with Rite Aid stores. Rite Aid was expected to add a lot to their bottom line, and it didn't really come through like that. So the company got beaten up. Biggest problem that I have with them, they've got a profit margin. The operating margin, 1%, net margin, 0.4%. It's not a real profitable company. And in order, I mean, you know, the convenience store business, you've got to turn a lot of inventory to make anything. So it's just a real difficult business.
Yeah, and Rite Aid, by the way, is doing very well.
Right, yeah.
Just reported earnings. So,
exactly. Yeah. Long-term growth expectations for Cormark, 15.5%. Five-year history, -1.5. I just really can't believe the numbers out there.
Yeah, we see those all the time. They're talking about these companies are going to grow projected at 12 and 15%. And you look and say, what's reality?
Yeah, a tiny little company, $1.5 billion in market cap, so a small cap company. You would expect most of those grow pretty well, but I just really don't see it from Cormark. I don't look at it as a buying opportunity. I think you can find something better elsewhere.
Okay.
Good point. Very good. All right, Franklin from Marietta. I've owned Mednax, if I'm pronouncing that correct, Troy. Mednax since last October. I'm more than thrilled with the gain. I started with a position of around $7,500. It's now worth $10,500. Do you think this is good to hold until I qualify for long-term capital gains, or should I trim it now and take short-term gains?
I tell you what, that's an impressive return in just a short period of time. If you look from the 1st of October, it's up 36%. Its business sector, healthcare, is up a little better than 15%. Healthcare has been on fire for a while now.
You've got to hold it how long for long term?
Well, a year. He'd have to hang on to it until, you know, we had held it for at least a year. It's beaten the S&P. you know, if I look at the fundamentals, I don't see a reason why you would just dump the stock. It's growing well. And just to back up a step and talk about what they do, this is they do a lot of work with newborns, neonatal intensive care. They also have an American anesthesiology group. So they're in really profitable areas within healthcare, expected to grow over 13%, which is about like healthcare.
Isn't there a technical way you can go about this by using puts and calls?
Oh, you could. You're still going to have to hold the stock.
That's the point.
Yeah,
the bottom line
no doubt.
Is the difference between short-term gains and long-term gains. Is a
right.
significant amount of money on a $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. So what would a contractor put? You want to put, sell today.
Sure, yeah. If you wanted to do that, you'd buy a put to get the any protection of the downside.
Right.
If you wanted to do something
I don't know
like
what that contract costs, but.
Yeah, it's usually, you'd have to look at the specifics. I mean,
and there may not be
there
may not
the
even be a put
the,
in that stock, too. You see, it depends.
Exactly. I think in this particular stock, it probably is. It's $6.9 billion market cap.
Okay.
I would imagine that there's a active options market.
Now,
for
those
it.
Are the time when options can be used as a non-speculative.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you're just going to
yeah,
say
it's more like insurance.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you could the only money you would be out if you did something like that would be the cost of the put option if you wanted to protect yourself against the downside.
Right.
But like I say, fundamentally, I don't see a reason why you should rush out and sell the
Okay.
thing.
Very good.
Okay. There we go. Enjoy Masters Weekend. Tune in next week, same time, same station. You've been listening to Money Talks. Have a great weekend.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.